the lifetime value of a real estate customer is very easy to figure out. We know the general patterns of how many years in between people move between rentals and purchases. And so we also know that a lot of people are willing to use the same agent again when they are. And so getting somebody at that first interaction, at that rental stage, just provides so much conversion opportunity to real estate professionals to sell the first house, to sell the second house, to sell the third house, to rent the first house to the kids, to sell the first house to the kids.
Not to mention all the referrals in between.
Right, and plenty of referrals in between, and the smart agents out there know how many referrals they gain per happy customer. And so just really, you know, the way the Doorsteps looks at that is, you know, our company was acquired by Move and Realtor.com almost 2 years ago. And basically the way we look at that is we want to provide services to renters. We believe renters need lots of services and lots of education and information. And we have affiliate brands to bring those customers through as they are ready to become first-time home buyers. So we do have a robust search platform with Realtor.com to bring those people to.
You're listening to Content Smarts Radio, the weekly broadcast that delivers smart marketing advice and strategies to help real estate agents and brokers succeed. In each episode, get a 30-minute dose of inspiration from authors, experts, and real estate pros who are making it happen. To lead the way, here's your host, lead generation and conversion expert, Ricardo Bueno.
Hey everyone, Ricardo here. You're listening to another episode of Content Smarts Radio. And today I'm joined by Greg Fisher. Greg, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Doing well, just surviving the super cold weather in New York.
You know, before we jump in, tell us a little bit who you are, what you do, what your background is, and how you kind of arrived at the place you are today.
Absolutely. So right now I'm managing content acquisition and partnerships for Realtor.com at Move. Specifically on rentals, and I'm also maintaining a role that I've had for a while with Doorsteps, which is also a partnerships role and working with professionals.
So tell us for those folks that aren't familiar with Doorsteps and the platform that they provide both to the consumer and the agent, give us a little bit of background.
Yeah, so I originally got interested in Doorsteps while I was a real estate broker in Fort Worth, Texas. And I kind of stumbled on Doorsteps while I was looking at other technology solutions to roll out as a part of my brokerage offering. And it really felt like Doorsteps was doing something very much in parallel to the experience that I wanted to accomplish as a real estate broker. And it's a very educational-based software tool that helps potential home buyers get ready to actually make that purchase. And so it walks users through a series of steps, the steps that as professionals we're all familiar with, but really does a great job of breaking it out in bite-sized chunks that are more digestible for people. And so the goal of Doorsteps is to give buyers like a central location to look at all of the topics that come up when they're looking at purchasing a home.
So as I go through the site, and what you guys are doing is providing a really sort of education on everything that you need to know about the home buying process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that starts from the very early basics of just thinking about what your future home might look like, what your current financial and employment status is, and what are the qualities of a neighborhood that you might like. What are those qualities that you might be interested in? So a very, very kind of light sort of beginning phase, and we take them all the way through the very tangible steps to the end, literally sitting at a closing table and looking at a HUD-1 and knowing what to expect when that HUD-1 rolls around. One of the really cool pieces of Doorsteps is, you know, we take a HUD-1 and break it out line by line and just give a little color to buyers about what each line means and how the money is exchanging hands. And I think that giving access to that sort of information to people up front before they're actually sitting in the table about to sign their life away is super important. and really valuable. So that's, you know, we kind of start really light, but we bring it, you know, to something as serious as sitting in front of.
Buying a home for the first time can be a really stressful experience. So yeah, I can see how adding what we call that, like a level of transparency and education to that definitely sort of eases the process.
Yeah, kind of what we found is, you know, a lot of times people ask us, well, am I supposed to go through this entire journey-based experience all at one time, or am I supposed to take my time and go to the sections that I'm currently working on? And I've always been an advocate, and we've always tried to make the product feel this way. I've always been an advocate of potential home buyers going through everything just as they have time and as they're able to consume it, because our goal is really to take somebody who's curious, somebody who really has no clue what it's going to be like to purchase a home, and just get them to a place where they're confident. And maybe they're not going to know the details of a transaction the same way that a real estate professional would, or somebody who's purchased a few homes might. But we really want to give them some of those good basics and some of those starting places to ask questions, to ask really smart questions of their real estate professional, of their lender, of the other people that are involved in the transaction, and just make them really confident.
So, and the reason I wanted to talk to you today is, you know, and you and I have kind of discussed this before, but a lot of the industry is focused on transaction-ready customers or consumers. And Doorsteps as a company, and you, when you were running your own brokerage, have always been really interested in how people actually get to that phase in the first place. Why is investing in that educational process so important, in your opinion? Because it seems like surely it's a much longer term strategy, but I also think it's something that can help bring, it's a smart long term strategy. It helps bring more stability, more referrals, more clients, if you do it right.
Yeah, so I love that you asked that question, because I wish it was the question that professionals that I engage with and with Doorsteps asked more often, because it's a very specific business goal to work with people that are much further out from actually transacting.
Right.
And again, I think a lot of the industry, especially tools that are created for agents, are really focused on how can we help you meet customers who are ready to transact now, which is wonderful, and there's a huge place for that.
Right.
And I think it belongs in the agent and brokerage tool belt for sure. But as a broker, and also this just translates directly into the work that I did at Doorsteps, as a broker, I was really interested, and this is probably more so because I was standing up a new business, I was very much interested in the people who were 18 months out or 24 months out, or who were just renting their first place, you know, beyond that like roommate situation in college, like renting their first like substantial place that didn't have like natural light and pizza boxes all over it, but maybe like their first, you know, like serious apartment or serious home. And I really believed, and I had a hypothesis at the time, that those people, if I could maintain the right business acumen with them and give them valuable information as they went along that journey, that this would be a natural funnel of customers that it would have for the brokerage years down the line. So I was always looking at a way to provide value to people early so that they continue to come back and trust the information and knowledge that I could help them with. And on the rental side, you know, I always believed in helping people find rentals, whether or not I got paid for it or not. And it kind of varies around the country how real estate professionals are compensated for helping people with rentals. But basically, in general, in most parts of the country, sometimes you get paid and sometimes you don't. But I would give the same level of service to somebody who rented an apartment that I never got compensated for as somebody who I was handsomely compensated for helping. And it was just my belief that being there in the moment that they needed help with housing and looking at it as a much broader industry than just buying or selling a home, if I was there in that moment where they really needed help, they'd continue to trust me down the life cycle of this business, which is ultimately has an entire life cycle from when somebody's 18 years old until ultimately the day that they die. And so I just think, as I was looking at my brokerage this way, I just thought that it was really, really important to provide value early on, because this would give me a very natural, steady flow of customers who already had familiarity and trusted my own brand.
So for you, why real estate? Why and so why this approach? Is it based on personal experience and you know a lot of what you experienced when it came to buying and owning your home? And at what point did you decide you wanted to get into real estate and open your own brokerage?
Yeah, so my dad was actually in the Coast Guard, and we grew up all up and down the East Coast. I mean, we moved probably five or six times when I was a kid, and we got really good at it. And it poses, it is something that you can get really good at, and it poses all of these unique challenges moving a family or even moving yourself. And I actually ended up in the military myself. I was in the Navy, and I moved a few times, and so I just developed this really strong skill of moving in a very purposeful, inexpensive, strategic way. And I just wanted to help other people do it in a way that was sensical, that wasn't stressful, and that was just helpful to them and help them achieve whatever goal that was, whether it was getting the right place or being close to work or whatever. And I found myself helping people in the military naturally before I was even involved in real estate. So that sort of evolved as time went on, and I started helping a broker friend of mine sell investment real estate to some investors in Cali. They were buying in Texas, and I had just moved to Texas. And when I got out of the Navy, I just did this full time. And from there, I just wanted to do that with every hour of the day. I wanted to help people solve housing problems because it was something that I was good at and cared about.
That's awesome. Passion drove you to open up the brokerage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that not all services-based businesses are created equal, and I had a lot of confidence that I could give people a really, really valuable level of service and help them have an experience in a move that didn't suck. And that was really, the basis of why I wanted to do that. And that kind of just, shifted naturally into working for Doorsteps, because the goal was the same. It was just a lot broader in scope.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question. It sounds like a lot of what you were delivering was you wanted to deliver sort of an experience. You obviously put a lot of thought into it, and that it was a natural progression into the work that you then did with Doorsteps or that you do with Doorsteps. How did that relationship come about, and how did you engage Doorsteps as, or come across Doorsteps as a company?
Yeah, so it was very, very typical experience for me at the time. I mean, when I set up the brokerage, I was basically looking at technology solutions on, a number of different fronts. You always have to look for, e-signature and transaction management and CRMs and lead sources and this sort of thing. And just, I took that process really seriously, and I have a kind of light tech background. And just get really interested in the tech side of things. And I met Michelle, the founder of Doorsteps, at a Inman conference because she was there and had a little table. And I just remember the first time I saw the product. At these shows, people sometimes walk around and look at stuff. And I still look at stuff. I just care so much. But a lot of people, graze through and don't really pay attention. And I just remember the first moment that I saw it. And I was like, gosh, like, I just want to make this mine. How do I make this into what my brokerage offers people? Because it's exactly what I want to accomplish, but definitely don't have the design or software skills to create it, on my own. And so I just got really interested in why there were other people out there who weren't brokerage, who weren't agents, who really cared about getting this information that I always felt was so important, because there's just so much confusion still. And we might not ever solve this, But I think it's a worthwhile mission to chip away at. But there's just so much confusion out there, and I wanted to be in a place where I could help solve that confusion problem. And I felt like even though I loved working with people on the ground on an individual basis, and I would be totally lying if I didn't say that I miss that. I miss it a lot. I miss working with individuals and helping them solve problems. But I saw an opportunity to take that same mindset to a different scale, to maybe expose more people to these ideas and these ways of thinking about housing. And so all of that combined, just it turned into the perfect opportunity to be, you know, subject matter expert, to work with professionals, customers really closely, and to help just shape some strategy around how we were going to grow the product and expose it to more customers.
What type of consumers does the product typically attract? Do you have data as far as, you know, how early on in the process they're engaging and at what point they convert into, you know, a ready-to-buy home buyer, or is that just all over the place?
Yeah, we do. And so it's interesting, you know, a lot of the target demographic has always skewed kind of millennial or younger, but we see people from all categories come to it. But that's definitely, you know, one of the chief user profiles. And so we do have solid metrics, and it's taken a while to gather them over time and to be able to see some patterns. But a lot of buyers that we see are 6 months to 18 months out from buying a home. And within that range, it's pretty well dispersed. But it really takes people that long. I mean, if you can find somebody who's 18 months out from buying a home, they're doing research, they're asking questions, they're lightly, you know, looking at some property in a very, like, light way. And by light, I just mean they just want to see
They're grazing, right? Or not grazing. Grazing is the wrong word, but they're skimming.
Yeah, totally. They just want to see what it feels like, you know, to look on a website and look at houses. They want to, you know, see some different, you know, price ranges of things. But 18 months is really that place where people start making the decision that they're going to make it happen. And so that's kind of why, you know, I've seen this trend of this 6 to 18 months metric. And there just aren't many dedicated solutions to giving people answers during that time. So people can do the same things like look for property. They can, you know, play with mortgage calculators or whatever. But those tools are meant for people in any stage of this home buying process.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, sort of the place that we wanted to fill in was what could people do between month 6 and month 18 that was valuable, that got them closer to being transaction ready? How could we directly give them information, tools, advice, and interactions that brought them closer so that, you know, when they were at month 9, you know, maybe they played with a mortgage calculator and got scared away by the numbers that they saw. And we really felt like we could give those people more information and more interactions to maybe move closer to buying.
I think that the consumer is getting a lot of sort of little bits of different information in different places. They might look at homes for sale on one site, might get a little bit better education on another site, but they're jumping from site to site to site, from resource to resource to resource.
Absolutely. In our research Realtor.com does a ton of user research, and the research still shows that, you know, I mean, most users are looking at many different property search websites, many different sources for information about mortgages, many different rental websites. I mean, they're looking everywhere. Absolutely.
So you started out with your target market, or, you know, at some point you and I were going back and forth kind of talking a little bit about why Doorsteps invest so much in consumer education. And you talked about the sort of the lifetime value of a customer and how your target customer is reaching out to renters. Mm-hmm. Why renters and why so far early on? And maybe answer this, maybe it's an obvious question, but tell me a little bit more about that thought process.
Yeah, so this again was like a natural evolution of the way that I looked at brokerage, but it's also, you know, thinking about the categories of people, like a first-time home buyer is a category. You know, it's someone who is definitely going to transact a home, but a first-time home buyer most of the time actually is a renter. So when we talk about first-time home buyers amongst ourselves, like a first-time home buyer is literally a renter. They can't, you know, just exist in some blank space where they're not an owner and not a renter. Like they are renters. And yeah. So, you know, really thinking about servicing renters really helped us think about positioning and some of the ways that we needed to talk to people. And so as a broker, you know, like I said earlier, giving service to renters was just important because the message that I wanted to send to renters was, you can trust me as a professional. I can help you solve housing needs. And when you have questions, I'm approachable and I will help you get the right answers. And so we wanted to establish this relationship early on so that they would come back to us as a brokerage and as a brand, and we could either help them transact their next rental or their purchase, or if they moved, we could refer them or something like this. And so the natural symmetry that has with Doorsteps is, you know, we basically want to provide information to renters to help them make the decision about whether or not they're ready to buy. And so the reason this is important from a business perspective, and many different businesses are attacking these, attacking real estate consumers, and attacking is probably the wrong word, but, you know, approaching real estate consumers and trying to gain this kind of lifetime relationship with them. And it's such a natural place for the real estate agent or the real estate brokerage to sit. It's one of the most important things. You know, I did, you know, part of an MBA before I moved to New York. And it's something that big companies spend so much time on is what is the lifetime value of a customer? And the lifetime value of a real estate customer is very easy to figure out. We know the general patterns of how many years in between people move between rentals and purchases. And so we also know that a lot of people are willing to use the same agent again when they are. And so getting somebody at that first interaction, at that rental stage, just provides so much conversion opportunity to real estate professionals to sell the first house, to sell the second house, right, to sell the third house, to rent the first house to the kids, to sell the first house to the kids.
Not to mention all the referrals in between.
Right, and plenty of referrals in between, and the smart agents out there know how many referrals they gain per happy customer. And so just really, you know, the way the Doorsteps looks at that is, you know, our company was acquired by Move and Realtor.com almost 2 years ago. And basically the way we look at that is we want to provide services to renters. We believe renters need lots of services and lots of education and information. And we have affiliate brands to bring those customers through as they are ready to become first-time home buyers. So we do have a robust search platform with Realtor.com to bring those people to when they are ready to look for a home. And with Doorsteps, we even bridged that gap a little further. We released an iOS app last year called Doorstep Swipe, and that was really meant as a very people literally, if anyone out there is familiar with Tinder, and half the people will lie and say that they're not. But it works kind of like Tinder. You basically are presented with very basic information and a large photo of a house, and you either swipe it left or right, left if you don't like it, right if you do. We released that iOS app, and check it out if you haven't seen it, but we released that iOS app as a bridge between our educational product, which is really deep. It's almost like homework, and you know, a search experience on Realtor.com is meant to fill the middle. And basically all we wanted to do was take renters who become first-time home buyers. We wanted to give renters an experience with housing. And that's it. We just wanted them to associate looking at properties with Doorsteps and with Realtor.com brand. And that's it. So it was just meant to be a very simple, light interaction that just continued to bring this customer who we found who were 18 months out, give them tools when they were kind of halfway in between, and then bring them into our brand, which has a search experience, that has, you know, great relationships with professionals, and bring them into a search experience and into contact with professionals so that they could actually become true first-time home buyers. And that's the way we look at lifetime value of a customer from our side. But I think that renters really could become lifetime customers of agents and brokers if they thought about it the same way.
Now, a little bit earlier when you and I were kind of sharing notes back and forth, you shared some statistics. And the statistic was with buyers who are working with an agent that you typically see users who are 3 to 9 months out. Can you tell me a little bit more about that stat?
Yeah, so usually the way that users who are affiliated with an agent get introduced to Doorsteps is they come in through an agent co-branded experience. And so an agent will have already made contact with a potential customer outside of our platform. So whether that's through their own search experience or their own database or referral or that sort of thing, they'll have already got contact from the customer, and then the agent actually invites them to come use the tool. So basically the users who are coming in that are already affiliated with an agent have done some of the legwork already that buyers who don't have an agent yet haven't done. And that's why we see those people to be 3 to 9 months out, because they're much closer. They've either, you know, again, been referred by somebody or submitted a lead form on an agent website or that sort of thing.
So you can white label the product and use it on your website to provide that sort of experience, right?
Yeah, so it's not like widgetized, but basically you can get a co-branded version of the entire Doorsteps experience as an agent. So it looks like it belongs to the agent. It gets brokerage branding or team branding or whatever way that you'd like to traditionally brand things. We remove some information on the agent product that's related to how to find a good agent, because we just make assumptions that that user has already selected you, you know,
of course, as
their agent. So we don't tell people how to find a good agent any longer in that version of the product. But we don't provide leads, and this is the important thing. So it's a very specific product and fits a very specific hole. And so it's really for a certain type of agent. And so it's for somebody who wants to provide, you know, those things that we've kind of outlined already. It's for somebody who believes that providing that is a useful service to their real estate customers, or somebody who has a segment of real estate customers that it's very applicable to. So somebody who does work with renters or first-time home buyers a lot, it works really well for them. But it fits in a place where an agent who actively manages the different tools that they engage their customers with has to have some purpose behind how they deploy this tool into their workflow. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be just like anything else that you just try to, you know, send people information about and they may or may not engage with it. But for agents who actively manage tools with their customers, I think it's just so awesome for them. But again, we're not dumping, you know, leads or inquiries in there. You're bringing your own customers into the product to work with it with you.
No, I think you're doing something that is, you know, in my opinion, should be a fundamental component of an online lead generation strategy. And I look at, you know, Scott Shang, who writes findmywayhome.com. A lot of what he's done over the several years that he's been running his business is provide a very sort of deep consumer education on everything you need to know about the financing process, everything you need to know about all the different types of financing programs available. And he's, you know, he provides that sort of educational experience to empower the soon-to-be homeowner into understanding everything that goes into the buying process. So I think if you do that well, and yeah, it's a long-term play, but it's a absolutely worthwhile investment.
It's definitely a long-term play, and I think, you know, as I've been at the company longer, you know, at first I would try and convince agents that they needed a long-term play, or this is why a long-term play was important. But I've kind of gotten to a place where if an agent or a brokerage decides that the long-term play is important to them, then, you know, we can get into the deeper conversations about how to work this sort of tool or this sort of marketing into the business. There are plenty of agents who don't have a long-term strategy and don't do so on purpose. Not so much that they haven't figured out how to do it or they don't know how to do it. It's just basically other, you know, business generation activities are funding their business in a way that, you know, is sufficient to them.
Right.
But I think there are a lot of, there's a big segment of agents and brokerages who do wish to sustain long-term importance in the market. And so I think that education and tools are the ways that you do that. And basically being approachable and being knowledgeable consistently over time is how agents and brokers are able to do that, exactly like the example you provided.
No, absolutely. And even then, like if you're running an analytics campaign, for example, I've seen, you know, a lead register and then be inactive for 90, 120 plus days, only to then revisit the site at a later point in time because, you know, for whatever reason, they weren't ready before, but they are now. Being able to provide some sort of, being able to provide additional value, a tremendous amount of value, is a great way to make sure that they come back to you as opposed to going to someone else.
Yeah, and kind of in the frame of, you know, where I see agents who are successful with our product, they basically say, hey, here's my search site. Here's my site for getting information about home buying. Here's my mortgage. Like, basically have given like a list of tools or resources, or they have an arsenal of tools and resources that they deploy to customers and users as a way to just keep them engaged and keep giving them answers to the questions that they have.
Yeah.
And so I think it's super effective.
So a lot of this naturally transitions into what you're doing as part of the Realtor.com rentals team, right?
Yeah. So rentals is an important category to Realtor.com and Move. And, you know, Doorsteps has done a ton of work with renters. And that's kind of why I prefaced earlier saying, look, like, first-time homebuyer is has a very small window of being a segment. Otherwise, we're generally talking about renters when we say first-time homebuyers. And so renters are, you know, the future customers who are going to buy, you know, 3 to 10 houses down the road. And so we've done a lot of work with renters already at Doorsteps. And so as Move sort of prioritized this rentals business, it's just been a natural transition to work harder on that business and decide, you know, what does that look like? What sort of tools are really important for renters and for landlords? What does that search experience contain? And then also, just as a former broker, we have a lot of content that we're interested in getting. And not everybody in the industry knows that we're super interested in rentals. So, you know, historically, Realtor.com has only shown MLS data. Well, when the NAR changed the agreement last year, we're able to take rental information from a variety of sources. So apartment communities, we can take that information and display that to the customers on Realtor.com who traditionally are very transaction ready and who trust the brand to give them accurate information. So we're trying to do a lot of work around renters this year. And so, yeah, all of this work at Doorsteps just naturally transitions into that. And I'm super excited about it.
Awesome. Now, I had a question I meant to ask you, and that question is, knowing what you know now, if you were just getting started in real estate today, what would you do differently?
A lot of things, but probably the main thing is, even though we just spent half an hour talking about a softer side of the business, I would say thinking about the business as a sales business and having some actionable metrics and goals in place for myself right from the beginning, I think would be the most beneficial thing I could have done. And a lot of brokerages and brands and coaches, you know, are really prolific about these types of things. And I think in the beginning, I didn't quite look at real estate as a sales business, you know, as a relationship business for me, because I cared so much about moving and that sort of thing. But I think really treating it like a sales business is important for a lot of reasons, for customer acquisition and conversion, but also to just know how successful every choice that you make in marketing and advertising and software tools, how that stuff's paying off. And so I also mean it in that way too, is basically having a way to measure every dollar spent, every hour spent, and being really purposeful about measuring that stuff, because little incremental changes with some of the things that you're doing can have a huge impact.
Oh, absolutely.
In how successful your business is. And I just know this is I've engaged with so many professionals over the last couple of years. It's something that a huge portion of them have no handle on. And something that I only started to understand like at the very end of my brokerage career. And I think if I could go back, it would be taking business metrics and analytics and sales very, very seriously from a reporting standpoint.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, agents will say, I want to make X amount of dollars. I want to make, you know, X amount. But there's no, I don't think there's, they don't break it down. What does that translate into, you know, number of contacts, number of escrows per week, per month, et cetera, et cetera. In a previous interview with Chris Spiker, you know, he outlined all of those things very early on. And I think establishing that as a good benchmark so that you can properly assess how you're succeeding or where you're failing and being able to make adjustments is absolutely critical. So I think I think you're absolutely right.
Totally. And, you know, it's the part that everyone doesn't want to do. I mean, we all love like meeting people and going to look at new properties and, you know, negotiating a contract and these sorts of things. But as someone who now works in a very large corporate culture, I spent a lot of my time, and even in the more startup environment of Doorsteps, which I still, you know, actively participate in, is like, spent a lot of time in analytics and updating spreadsheets and making goals and changing goals and altering those goals. And it couldn't be understated enough or overstated enough how important that stuff is. So I totally agree with Chris's sentiment, and I know has the performance to prove that he knows what he's talking about too.
So now tell us, where can we learn more about Doorsteps? Where can we learn more about you?
Yeah, so Doorsteps, just doorsteps.com. If anyone wants to email me, I'm Greg, G-R-E-G, at doorsteps.com. You can find me, I'm on Twitter. You can find me there, pretty easy to find. I'm semi-active on there. I maintain a blog at currentnotion.com. I haven't written anything in a little while because, to be totally honest, this isn't like a writer's block thing, but like, I've been super busy at work. honestly.
Business good.
I love writing. I used to write a lot more. But I have a couple of things teed up that I'm published there. So you can find me there. But Twitter is probably the easiest place that I like to meet new people or talk to people.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. I certainly appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks for having me, Ricardo.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Content Smarts Pro, a training and networking community for real estate professionals designed to accelerate your skills and success at converting online leads into commission dollars. Learn more at contentsmarts.co.